Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hosting in studio with us tomorrow night. We're taking your phone calls right now. Bottom of the hour, we've got some big election news and also Kanye West news. We're going to be covering Adrian in Maine. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
I'm talking to you. I'm still above ground, so I'm doing okay, brother.
Man, it's great to hear from you, as always, and from Maine to your bunker. I just want to say that the globalists are screaming their heads off. And the blood red wave tide hides behind the elevator doors, just like Greg Reese had predicted. I think there's a lot of symbology that needs to be reckoned with, and these globalists are running for cover, and they're scared.
I agree with you, but that's what makes them so dangerous is they're now using heavy weapons, U.S. long-range missiles, to blow up Russian dams and stuff, and this is getting out of control. So as weak as they are, that's in the old days, empires just died. Now they can blow the planet up. Ollie, you got any comments on that before Adrian gives us his take?
That's absolutely right, that they are more dangerous than they've ever been because they're incompetent and they're feral. And, you know, you've got the smartest audience, Alex, they're calling in. I think that Jefferson also nailed it when he talked about this pacing and leading tactic, right? Right, right. This is neuro-linguistic programming, and we talked about it earlier in your show, predictive programming. So we know something bad is coming, but it sounds like patriots and believers are standing up, and we're aware of it. We're not going to fall into their traps this time.
Absolutely. Anything else, Adrian?
Yeah, if they get accountable, we can forgive them.
I appreciate your call. Let me hit that. This is a short segment. Some stations join us. We'll go back to calls. Ollie, I love Trump. And, you know, I love the fact he controlled the border, stood up to China, pissed off the globalists. I mean, he did so many great things. Legalized telephonic medicine. I mean, there's just thousands of things. He's the real deal. But when he's pig-headed, he never goes back. So they couldn't control him because he was so bullheaded. But then on the vaccine, you've got the head of the CDC and Fauci backtracking on it now. But Trump won't. And what is your take on that?
My take is that I wouldn't bet against Alex Jones on this issue. And I said that, and I think that he took a very courageous stance this summer. And I think that Trump would be wise to get ahead of this. We're watching it all across the press. I just watched another runner yesterday totally collapse after the vaccine. People are dying from this vaccine. There's no doubt about it. And that there have been brave voices that were ahead on this issue. And I thought, well, maybe they're half right. And then I was like, well, maybe they're 60% right. Maybe they're 70% right. It's looking like brave patriots and these doctors and these researchers might have been 90% right or might have been 100% right. Trump needs to lay Operation Warp Speed where it belongs, and that's at Mike Pence's feet. Mike Pence is the person who chaired all the meetings for Operation Warp Speed. He's the one who actually got the briefings. They went to Trump and said, well, this is what we want you to do, and we're unanimous in our decision. And Trump did co-sign it. But the underlying research, the underlying math, the math that they weren't doing, the definitions that were changing, Donald Trump didn't have an active role in that day-to-day. And I think that he's pig-headed. I, Alex, I think that you're trying to help him out. I think it's not just a moral stance, but I think it's also a political stance. I think if I were him, I would start, you know, kind of creating a wedge on this issue. But he's also got to balance that with the fact that 66% of Republicans have had one jab, Alex. So he's got kind of this thing that he has to balance.
Well, if he says he got conned by, as you said, the guy that ran it, Fauci, and the National Security Council, and the rest of them, then people are going to understand. But if they don't, then it's just, he's going to be totally saddled with it. All right, we'll be right back with Ollie Alexander and your phone calls. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. And I mentioned that National Security Council takeover. We're going to be getting to that as well. Stay with us. Globalists are in an absolute panic right now. They are attacking and suing and censoring and spying on and engaging in bullying and physical attacks against populist conservatives and Christians, not just in America, but worldwide. And their number one most hated enemy in the media is InfoWars, because we know the globalist number, we know their operation, we know their modus operandi, and we know how to take them down peacefully. We've got great products that fund the operation, that also are incredibly powerful and the highest quality for your immune system and more. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now. Black Friday comes early. Use promo code 1776 and get up to 60% off on these best-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. Biggest sale of the year, promo code 1776, up to 60% off. Take action now and empower your body.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Ollie Alexander is our guest. A ton of news and big breaking stories with him at the bottom of the hour. We're taking phone calls right now. But Ollie, so much happening as this midterm unfolds. Other facets of the midterms that you're looking at. I mean, just gut level, what do you expect to see tomorrow?
So, Alex, I'm of the opinion that the national security state, the perma state, the deep state, whatever you want to call it, the bureaucratic state, is actually going to give the GOP the majority. I think they want to have us in the majority as they kind of collapse the world. And so imagine this. You have a Speaker McCarthy and maybe a majority leader, McConnell, or maybe not. Maybe it's a 50-50 Senate still. And then, boom. We're in World War III, or boom, there's a false flag in Ukraine. Well, then Kevin McCarthy can't shut down the government. Then he can't, threaten the debt ceiling or anything else like that. And so these tools, the deep state actually wants to cuck and limit what the GOP's response is going to do. They learned from our 2010 victory that we could slow down the government, that we can actually make some cuts, even with rhinos in control. But Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell are effectively going to be counter-signaling Trump while he's running. They're going to the Republican establishment is going to be baiting the Biden DOJ to indict Trump, and the Biden DOJ is going to be simultaneously impeached with Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland is going to end up getting impeached, and so I think that this is all the strategic positioning of you know. It's two wings of the same dove, unfortunately. And I'm not somebody, I've worked a lot in politics and become more of an activist in the past few years, trying to give the information to the people so we could take back our government after I saw the corruption.
And that doesn't mean there's not a red wave. It doesn't mean they're going to try to dampen it. But absolutely, they think the public has such a short attention span, they're going to blame Republicans for the stock market crash and the diesel running out and everything that happens right after the midterms. Regardless, we're about to be on a roller coaster.
An absolute roller coaster. And remember this, the Ohio and the Michigan delegations, they voted for the bailouts and they voted for the auto bailouts. So, it's very, very difficult to keep the caucus together, to keep it conservative, to keep it toward limited government and towards liberty when you have a national crisis. And a lot of people think that we're electing in a bunch of America firsters. Folks, I'm here to tell you, I'm not trying to black pill anyone, as they say. I don't want anyone to lean into despair. But in 2010, we had really more small business owners, more patriots going into Congress the next year than we really have this year. There are a lot of candidates that brand themselves as America First, but aren't. We still have some heroes like Paul Gosar and other people. But it's an uphill fight, and it's going to require that we hold our leaders accountable in this new majority, because the deep state is absolutely setting them up with a false flag, with a crisis, and it's going to affect the entire world. And we're going to have to stand on our principled positions and say, we're not going to move to the CBDCs. We're not going to move to the mark of the beast. We're not going to move to digital IDs. And that's totally what they're planning.
That's right. And here's the paradox. The world is awakening. We are winning intellectually, culturally, spiritually, but the empire is about to strike back. Let's go to calls. The order they're received. Let's go ahead and talk to Timothy in North Carolina. You're on the air with Ali Alexander.
Hey, greetings, Alex, Ali. You got me there?
Yes, sir.
Good to talk to you. I'm the creative director for the Real Dr. Judy campaigns, working for Dr. Judy Mikovits. I don't know if you can pull that up.
She's an amazing lady. We love her.
Yeah, well, pull up, have your production people pull up the Real Dr. Judy campaigns. What we're doing is igniting the print-it-yourself, PIY revolution, really how to outflank disinformation, gaslighting at the street level, where people can actually print the posters and put them up and put it right in the face of everyone. And I think this is something that Ali's going to like for political movements, but also InfoWars is going to like for, you know, getting the word out. So I wanted you guys to see that and just...
No, I totally agree. Call. Everybody should be putting posters up for whatever they think is most important, websites, you name it. Everybody should be engaging in the third dimension. Online's important. Talk radio's great. Going to city councils is great. Anywhere you can, but also posters and business cards. It's so important. People are so hungry for the truth right now.
Check out, yeah, just go to the Real Dr. Judy campaigns right now. Show your audience what we're doing. We put up 9 major campaigns about infertility. It's going to rock your face.
No, it's beautiful, sir. It. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Jeremy in Ohio. You're on the air. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Alex and Ali. Number love for you, brothers. I've been seeing all over social media, it says the democracy is on the ballot. And they truly believe that. They want the democracy. They want to get rid of that constitution.
Yeah, a democracy, 51% could vote to put the other 49% in the death camp. We're not a democracy, we're a republic.
Exactly. They want mob rule. Well, they've been slicing and stabbing at our constitution and our Bill of Rights for the last 100 years. And they believe when they inaugurated that puppet, that they put the death blow and that the Constitution is on life support. Well, I got
and that's why they said if he gets removed, quote, the world ends. They mean their world.
Their world, yeah. And they want that democracy, Alex. They're telling us what they want. It's in the name. Their party. I mean, we know who they are. But yet they still just lie and lie and lie. And if they win, they're going to pass all these election laws. And everything is going to be able to be stolen. Nothing's going to change.
Biden has promised that just to let illegals vote, everything, and have nothing but mail-in ballots. You're right.
And if we don't win this election, it is going to be the battle of our life, for our life. Because now they'll have the presidency and the Congress, the DOJ, obviously. They're so tainted that... You know, you can't.
And that will endorse and greenlight all the criminal activity they've been involved in. I totally agree with you.
Exactly, Alex. I just wanted to make a statement. We got to take them at their word. They tell us what they're going to do. Listen to them, people. Stop being ignorant and listen to what they're telling you. They're telling you they're going to steal the election. They want the democracy. They're going to take away your rights. You're going to be nothing but a number. They're going to throw you in a FEMA camp if you don't comply. We all know that's going to happen. And it's time for the Patriots to stand up. Even if we lose, we can't accept it. We got to keep digging.
All right, Jeremy, incredible points. Ali, your take on what Jeremy said.
Yeah, he's absolutely right. I think that everyone needs to participate, whether you believe that elections are legitimate or not. We owe it. Our declaration talks about Jefferson outlines that we must suffer tyranny for a time. So it's not that we meet tyranny and we instantly go to arms. It's that we must suffer. We must build the moral case. We must make it obvious. God will make it obvious to a population.
Those are the committees of correspondence. For a decade before the Revolutionary War, we labored under tyranny.
Yes, and so we are under tyranny, and we are laboring. We are getting this information out online and offline, and people need to participate in this election. If it's not a candidate who voted to impeach Trump, or it's not a candidate who denies that the election was stolen, or it's not a candidate that you feel is satanic and running under an R label, then you owe it to the Republic to give her a fighting chance. But folks, I got to tell you, it's going to get more difficult in January. We're going to have weekly calls to actions, and we're going to have to hold our party accountable in their oversight over the federal government. And we need to send people to jail. Period. We need to rein in the bad cops. We need to encourage the good cops. We need more.
Exactly. We don't go asleep when the Republicans win a majority if they can get over the fraud. The real war starts then. We have got to be fully engaged now.
I'm going to be the biggest pain in the ass of Kevin McCarthy for 2023 and 2024.
I agree. The Otherwise, main enemy is the Republican leadership after this victory we have it. They're the ones we got to hold their feet to the fire.
They are, and when we think about it, it's also spiritual, right? It's like we know the enemies. We know the non-believers. What's worse? An apostate, a betrayer, a Judas. And essentially, we have to prevent, I mean, Mitch McConnell, he's already a Judas, but we have to encourage encourage McCarthy. Come more our way. Be a hero. Be a legend in all of history. Because if you go to your natural inclination, which is the establishment, we will burn you at the stake politically.
In a nonviolent way. Ollie, where's the best place for, we're going to come back with you in calls, but where's the best place for to find all the censored info you're covering?
Telegram, Ollie Alexander on Telegram. You know, it's basically uncensored. I'm also on Gab and Parler under Ollie, just A-L-I on Gab and Parler. And I can't wait to have my Twitter account back because it's the same username, Ollie.
And after we take more calls, we're going to get into Twitter and what's happened to Elon Musk and yay and so much more. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Monday, tomorrow, 8 a.m., with the great Harrison Smith, with myself, Steve Bannon, Ollie Alexander, Robert Barnes, Darren Beatty, so many other big guests tomorrow, right through midnight, right through covering the midterm elections. Your election center, InfoWars.com, InfoWars.com/show, and band.video. And please be part of the rebellion when people are looking for the truth. Share the links to InfoWars.com/show today and tomorrow, that people can tune in for real accurate analysis of what's happening. The Real Election Center, InfoWars.com. Let's go to Steve in Florida. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. First of all, I want to say that I am addressing the Alexander and Alexander AA Energizer battery assault on the deep state DC power trip. How's that?
Whatever you said, it sounds cool.
All right. Now, Alex, the reason I called in, I wanted to talk about, the last month or so, because of the situation in Ukraine with Russia, you've been talking about the threat of nuclear war. Well, I want to say that the real nuclear meltdown is about to hit tomorrow on Election Day. Now, let me explain. Back in September of 2022, I called into your show, and I said there is not going to be an election in November. Now, the way I thought that was going to pan out didn't happen. I thought that, Antifa, Black Lives Matter was going to scare people away from the polls. I was wrong about that. But anybody that thinks that we had an election on November 3rd is not paying attention, because that wasn't an election. I won't even call it a steal. It was a coup, as you know. So what I want to say is this. Jim Hoft has an article on the Gateway Pundit yesterday, and it's about RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel, who spoke on this show on CNN called the State of the Union, or as I like to call it, the Deep State of the Union. But she's basically saying that when the Republicans, if they take control of Congress, they're going to work with Joe Biden. Now, we've got a lot of great people running, like Carrie Lake, right here, Ron DeSantis, and many others, but the thing is that I see a Trojan horse within the Republican Party. So what I'm saying is that don't get too excited. I'm not trying to throw a blanket on the
parade. No, listen, we've been harping on this, Steve. We've still got the neocons, we've still got the rhinos, the country club Republicans, but more and more patriot Republicans, Trumpists, are taking over the Republican Party. We absolutely know that's why we need a big new coalition or a new caucus in the House and the Senate of patriots that'll use their bully pulpit. We totally agree with you. You're preaching the choir. Thanks for the call. Ollie?
Yeah, it's absolutely right. What we are fighting for in this election is to give America a fighting chance. We are on life support. And we are just trying to stabilize, okay? And so that's what we're trying to do. And then we've got a whole nother fight. In fact, we've got two different fights.
You just said that 20 minutes ago as the last hour was ending. You said the big fights with Republicans.
It's absolutely, and I can't stress it enough. I've never seen anything in my career coming up, what's coming up in 2023. 2023 will decide whether America lives or dies. No joke. And I'll tell people a story is that, Congressman Gosar filed in the House, you can start caucuses, as you were astutely pointing out, Alex, and he started the America First Caucus. And it was other conservatives that sabotaged them because they wanted to work more with leadership, whereas Congressman Gosar wanted there to be a pure caucus because our House Freedom Caucus has watered down. And the House Freedom Caucus was originally an alternative to the Republican Study Committee, which was the conservative alternative to the General Caucus. And so,
everything is about these beachheads, populist Republicans, and backing them and keeping them true. Let's go to Patriot in Texas. Patriot on the air with Ollie Alexander.
Hey, how's it going, Jones and Ollie?
Good, go ahead.
All right, I was going to talk about the red wave. I think it's a big trap. I think a lot of people see it, but we have such an allegiance to our sides, which is blue versus red. Many of your guests like Daly or Kate Daly and that guy that reviews the books and all of them kind of see this coming. Your previous caller mentioned it as well. I mean, the deep state isn't going to attack red states by going through the Democrats because they know these conservatives aren't going to vote for the Democrats, but they're going to go in rogue and prop up all the Republicans. And a lot of those.
But here's the paradox. They wouldn't be trying to steal elections and demonizing the Republicans if that wasn't our victory point. Obviously, we need to get quality Republicans that are populist, pro-human, anti-globalist elected. And we're doing more and more of that. So I get it's not a perfect solution, but there's not a perfect solution in this. Does that make sense?
Yes. Example would be Oz versus Fetterman. We're so concentrated on Oz versus Fetterman, but they're both equally bad. One is like a Biden dementia guy, and then Oz is pro-vaccine, pro-lockdown, pro-tyranny. And he's not even pro-life, really, because he can't decide on that. Meanwhile, we got Kathy Barnett, who's, you know, was in the prelims with her. Why don't we all just vote her in and write her in? There's another alternative here.
No, I hear you, but here's the paradox. They, you know, take Carrie Lake. She's been liberal years ago on some issues, but now she's woken up. If her constituents are behind her, we put pressure on her, she'll do what we want. So we can't always think just because somebody like, you know, the famous Democrat who's been anti-nuclear war and just on the Democratic Party, Tulsi Gabbard. I think she's for real. I think she's woken up. I think she's coming over. She's showing us. So when we start winning, we can't see defections to our side as if they're automatically our enemy. We've got to get them in and see what they do. Does that make sense?
Yes, but Tulsi Gabbard is a global world leader, too. So
I know. And Vladimir Putin went to it, too, because he was a KGB spy spying on him. What I'm saying is you judge a tree by its fruits. Tulsi did go to that. They get all the leaders to go to that. So Trudeau's obviously on board with it. Others are on board with it. But that's what I'm saying. Just because she went to that, we have to judge her on saying, I'm against this war, I'm not a warmonger, and how she's waking up. That's what I'm trying to paradox here, Patriot. Let me go back to Ollie. Ollie, do you see my point here? We've got to give people a chance to come over to our side.
Yeah, I think it's about integrity. And like you said, there's a biblical doctrine about this. We will know them by their fruits. And so we don't need to judge people. We need to discern their output. So we don't need to, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they were judging the input. They were trying to judge the heart, which only God can do. But we here on Earth, we don't have that pressure. We only need to judge the output and, you know, let the wins be the wins and the losses be the losses. So I look at Carrie Lake and I got to tell you, I know some of her incoming staff and they are the best patriots in the country. She's going to be a remarkable governor. She has high integrity. Tulsi Gabbard, I know her personal friends. You know one of her closest friends from Hawaii. And she's a high integrity individual. Now, Dr. Oz, I got to tell you, I won't support him. I think that he's the worst of the worst.
Oh, he's a synthetic scumbag. So do we let Fetterman get in and be a joke? Or do we put Oz in? It becomes a paradox.
Yeah, it's a paradox, but I think that this is a rich American tradition where you consult, you pray to the Holy Spirit, and whatever God convicts you do in that race. But these other races like Carrie Lake, it's pretty clear all patriots got to back her. And if God says you need to back Oz, then back Oz. If he says you don't, well, then don't.
Yeah, it's up to you, folks. It really is. We got to give people a chance to come over to our side.
I'm pointing my finger at you. And I'm also pointing it right back at myself. You forget to take your multivitamins. You forget to take your vitamin D3. You forget to take your Brain Force Plus. You forget to take DNA Force Plus. You forget to take the X3. And you know it makes your life better. And you know it makes you healthier. And you constantly forget. And when you remember to do it, you're a lot healthier. This stuff will blow you away. Plus, it funds our operation. We got the biggest sale of the year going right now at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code 1776 to get up to 60% off on these best-selling products. The lowest deal is 40%. Most of the sales are 60 or 50% when you use promo code 1776. There's too many products to tell you about them all. They're all kick-ass. They keep us on the air. Please continue to support, and I love you, and I thank you. 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Look, the globalists, the left, they've never been held accountable. That's why they're doing all this. That's why they try all these things, even if most of it fails, because why shouldn't they? So look, are the Republicans perfect? The majority of callers are like, I don't like Republicans, and they're not perfect, so we're... The Democrats are trying to suppress your vote. They're trying to steal from you because the Republican Party is one of the best hopes politically to block what they're doing. It's why they stab Bolsonaro. It's why they're doing all this. We're getting populist elections everywhere. We get people elected, we put pressure on them, or we have a civil war. And I'm trying to fix that before we get to that point. Ollie Alexander, let's get into the censorship, the Twitter takeover, what Elon Musk is really doing. A lot of folks are mad they've not been reinstated yet. I mean, obviously it takes time to take control of something like this. Your take on that, and then this exclusive, it was known Saturday that he had a tweet taken down, former known as Kanye West. I talked to him. He said no. He said, I've been suspended 7 days for saying, calling somebody an anti-Semite is the new N-word. And so that was an exclusive Infowars.com article. We'll get to that as well. So which one of those two big points you want to tackle first?
Yeah, I want to start with the Ye story. I think it's very interesting. So, you know, people know me as a friend of InfoWars. People know me as a Stop the Steal guy. And people may or may not know that I also did some consulting, not paid consulting, but Jack Dorsey, the former Twitter CEO and the guy who invented the protocol, used to call me and text me and try to get a right-wing perspective when his team, his, you know, Heartbeat team, would want to censor people. Very famously, there's a Wall Street Journal article that pointed out that the team tried to suspend you, I believe in September of whatever
year. That's right. You called me and said, I'm going to call Jack and get you back on. You did.
Yeah, and so, you know, we tried, and eventually when you got kicked off, it was because he couldn't take any of the pressure. Now people are kind of learning the pressures that Jack was under, because everyone thinks that he's just this left-wing hippie. And I always tell people behind the scenes, Jack is red-pilled, but on the left. Jack and I don't agree about 80% of our politics, but you know what? He will listen. He wants to discern. He wants to see another perspective. And you know, we got a lot of patriots to stay on longer than they did. And eventually, I think Jack.
That's right. He was the last holdout when Big Tech lined up against me.
Absolutely. That's absolutely true. And so what's interesting here is that Elon has gotten rid of most of those people, but there's a couple of holdovers. And what Ye is doing is Ye tweeted out. He took a screenshot of somebody else who was another black person who was kind of giving their analysis of what they were culturally seeing over the past 4 weeks. And it said, I'm starting to think that I've approached this issue is I don't want my white friends to use the N-word. But I'm black. If I want to use the N-word, I'm going to use the N-word, and I'll use it in a journalistic perspective like I just did now. I said the N-word, but I was using it to quote someone, or I might be with my friends and I might say, nigga, you know, and not hard R. And that's perfectly reasonable. It's accepted in society, and everybody does. And so all Ye did was transcribe the image of somebody else's analysis on what was going on. We call this a meta critique. And Ye is a genius. And so he puts this out there, and then boom, what happens? Some of the holdovers at Twitter's safety team, which fortunately Elon Musk got rid of over 90% of the staffers on the safety team. I mean, it's an Orwellian name. But what is a safety team? It's a censorship team. And unfortunately, I'm here to tell you that look at the policy on hateful conduct. It actually states this, quote, some tweets may appear to be hateful when viewed in isolation, but may not be when viewed in the context of a larger conversation. For example, members of a protected category may refer to each other using terms that are typically considered as slurs. This points out that Elon needs to immediately restore Ye's account today, because Yoel Roth, who is leading the safety team, took a black man down for using a black term that's commonly used in the black community. And frankly, that's racist, which is illustrating Ye's point. He does not want to be policed on his identity. He doesn't want to police Jewish people on their identity. He doesn't want to police white people on their identity.
That's what I got from it was he's saying the new way to block or censor a black man that isn't following political correctness is calling an anti-Semite. That's the new N-word for a black person isn't doing what they're supposed to. And again, I don't use the N-word. I don't want to hurt people's feelings, but I don't think somebody should be censored, whether black or white, if they use it. We can all make judgments and say what we want about it. But exactly, it's been kosher because black folks took a derogatory term, turned it around into a power word. Black people should be left alone when they use it. But now he didn't call somebody an N-word. He didn't call a white person or a black person that. He said your new N-word is anti-Semitic, which is true, and that's why they took it down.
Right. He is a Christian. He affirms that hate, Jesus said, is murder. It's akin to murder. Ye is not a bigot. He's not racist, which is a term invented by the left, but Ye is not a racist. Ye has affirmed that Jewish people are special. Jewish people are intelligent. Ye's even said, I think I'm a part of one of these tribes of the Jewish people.
Which is Kyrie Irving at the same time. The ADL says he has to go to re-education, do all this, and can't say he believes he's Jewish.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, Alex, you know, I'm working on an article that I'm going to release on Wednesday, and maybe I'll publish it if you'll let me at Infowars.com. But the people are with these men, and this really worries me.
Well, that's the big news, is it's backfiring. Kyrie Irving, Ye West, it's not working. So what is the Renamob, the left, just using the ADL to call everybody Nazis? How's that going to work out?
It's not going to go well at all, and this is where patriotic Jewish people need to stand against these ethnic supremacy groups, these Jewish supremacy groups, like ADL, like BLM, like the NAACP, like the Color of Change. All of these groups are about seizing political power through
division. And I want you to elaborate on that, because instead of having debates about issues, the left has gone full racial identity while saying conservative whites are all racist. They're using race politics just like they did in the Civil War, Democratic Party again. I mean, they really are using classic Hitlerian tactics while calling us Hitler.
Yeah, they're trapping us in a dialectic. The KGB did the same thing. They came into America. They funded much of the civil rights movement. Did that mean that the civil rights movement was bad? No, but it meant that there were bad apples, subversive apples, and they used a dialectic to divide us instead of uniting us. And frankly, this is why Malcolm X ended up denouncing his own strategy and saw that the only way was through a Southern black Christian pastor, MLK Jr. And so what Ye is doing is much more in the light of MLK, although it has a little of Malcolm X in it, because, you know, Ye's from Chicago and they've got that Chicago energy. But this is the only path forward. When the Jew, when the white, when the Asian, when the black have self-determination, and that's all that Kyrie Irving is asking for.
Exactly. We should not be under groups. And plus, look, it's true that the Spanish and the Portuguese and the English and everybody ran slave ships. So did the Arabs. So did the Muslims. So did the blacks selling the people. Everybody's got ancestors that were involved in the slave trade. The idea that he can't put a link out that mentions Jews involved, which is a historic record, in the slave trade, the damn Old Testament's all about slavery. So I don't understand how that's anti-Semitic to point out that a bunch of Jews, including Solomon, intermarried with Ethiopian wives, and Israel accepts black Jews. So how is it anti-Semitic to say there's black Jews? That's a historic fact.
It blows my mind, but it is a progression of the left, right? They introduced this word for what seemed like national or ethnic strife, which is normal and native to humans. They said racist. Well, then 50 years later, they migrate that word to systemic racism, and now it's a power dynamic. And that's why they really hate Ye, because Ye wore a shirt that said White Lives Matter, and he was reaching his hand across a coalition of a people who haven't been able to say, well, we're a plurality of the United States, but we're being marginalized in the media. And what Ye wants, I think, is basically this racial summit where every tribe and every people...
Well, that's what Martin Luther King said, is one day when our children are on a mountain together and all loving each other, not looking at what color they are, but what they stand for. And it's because he reached across the table, the left wants to own black people and create racial division.
Yeah, well, I know that Elon occasionally sees InfoWars clips, and I think that everyone needs to clip this and put this in Elon's tweets, because Twitter violated its own hateful conduct policy to police a black man using a black term, and this is racist. This is the new anti-Semitism.
I agree. Come back and do a 2-minute, 18-second rant for Twitter for Elon.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk, the facts about a Gold Fix.
Or
Ergovix Relagolix 120 milligram prescription tablets is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Ergovix is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Ergovix may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Ergovix can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Ergovix treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Ergovix may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Ergovix. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Connections to child trafficking and Jeffrey Epstein. I think the answer is clear. Yeah, they're not releasing the names of Jeffrey Epstein's clients. None of that's coming out. No fines for them, but $1 billion for me. That shows you who they are. Here's the clip. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. But the people know, and we're not going away, and we're not stopping. I want to go to Mike in Texas and others, but Ali Alexander, great political analyst, you talked about getting a message to Elon Musk. Do a little two-minute rant for Twitter that folks can clip out and send to Elon about the situation with Ye.
Yeah, I think it's clear. I think, Elon, you need to enforce your own current hateful conduct policy. The hateful conduct policy does not police black people from using black terms. Ye, formerly known as Kanye West, a friend of yours, Elon, did not use any derogatory term in which warranted this 7-day suspension. He said, I'm starting to solidarity to say that he's against bigotry, he's against racism, and that some people are being treated just like black people are being treated with that slur. The black community, in a very genius move, appropriated this word, took over this word, and now culturally uses it. Again, the hateful conduct policy says, quote, some tweets may appear to be hateful when viewed in isolation, but may not be viewed in the context of a larger conversation. What was that larger conversation? That was Ye quoting somebody else's tweet.
He's saying it's not a good thing to use. He's going to use double-edged sword to demonize groups, and he's understanding that. And then they were scared of the tweet because it would make sense to people. So the censors that Elon hasn't gotten rid of, they came in to shut it down.
Exactly. So this is important that Elon stand firm, because if Ye has to serve out a 7-day sentence, okay, if Ye is in a mental Twitter prison, a free thought prison past the election, that's rigging the election. That's not letting black people self-identify. And it's not letting a solidarity come between the Jewish people and the black people and white people. You know, we've got to be able to say what we want for our communities. The Jewish people can use their own terms. Black people can use our own terms. White people should also be allowed to use their own terms. And it's completely illegitimate. So we need to lift Ye's 7-day suspension. And frankly, we need to elevate Ye. We need to promote Ye. And we need to give him his new username, Ye, on Twitter. Do it, Elon.
All right, let's talk to Mike in Texas. Mike, you're on the air.
Hey, guys, I just want to say, I think we all need to be on super high alert status as we approach this election. And the reason why is DOJ has already said they're going after Trump immediately after this election, which probably means an arrest. And what I'm getting at is once they steal this election, they're probably going to like start fomenting fake J6-tier Patriot Front groups to go out there and start doing really bad stuff. They're going to be wearing, like, fresh MAGA gear.
Oh, yeah. No, I get it. They steal the election, as Biden said. Republicans are going to claim we stole it. Don't be violent 3 nights ago. He's claiming we're going to be violent if they steal it, and then they're going to go out and provocateur it. That makes a lot of sense.
Absolutely. And another thing I want to say is, remember, Patriot Front rolls in, like, those UPS or those U-Haul and Ryder.
Oh, those
trucks,
guys,
right?
Are so obvious. Good God.
And then also, I just want to say one thing. A lot of those Nazis, because that's who those people are. Let's be honest. They're going to be using channel 1488.88 on the ham AM frequency, right? So in your area, get your drone out, get your camera out, get ready to start looking for jacked up dudes that look like they're feds, ex-military, special ops. Start filming them. Don't talk to them. Just film them, follow them, get your drone, follow them back to their Ryder truck, and listen on those radio channels on ham, and start to identify where they're at, and maybe even start.
That's right, because they're groups of feds and ADL, leading groups of young idiots that grabbed off the internet.
Yep, love you guys. Y'all be safe, all right?
No, anything else you want to add, Mike?
Dude, I love you, man. Like, seriously, I love you.
You sound like you know what you're talking about, brother. You think they're really about to pull something?
100%, dude. There's no way look at Brazil. If what happened in Brazil happens here in like the next 2 or 3 weeks, what does that mean, right? And then the border is wide open. There's no way they don't have like Islamo-fascist up in here. They don't have Chinese people, Russian people up in here. I personally think China and Russia are working with the WBS. I think this is a fake war.
I know the Chi-Coms are. Definitely. Thank you.
Listen, what they're doing with this is they're disrupting our current financial order in order to bring in a new financial order that is going to be market of beasts. It's going to be cryptocurrency.
That's it. They're trying to crash the old system. I totally agree with you. Amazing caller. Thank you, sir. J-Row in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Alex? How we doing this evening?
I'm trying, brother. We're in crazy times. Go ahead.
I know, that's right. Well, I just wanted to talk about, you know, with the Republican Party, I think you guys are dead on when we need to be hyper-vigilant and we need to hold these people accountable. We've got to remember, speaking of the World Economic Forum, people like Tulsi Gabbard, Dan Crenshaw, you know, the list goes on and on of the people who are part of the young world, the global leaders, and they've all been infiltrated. And what I see is a lot of these Democrats are coming over to the Republican side or trying to jump ship just so they can hold on to power. I don't think we need to be fooled. We need to be vigilant. We need to be prayerful and watch out for this. And I absolutely believe that they are going to pull something between today and probably sometime next week with the diesel, with the shutting it down, and again, blaming it on this, because they know that the people are about to show up in a mighty wave, and I don't know that these algorithms, Alex, I don't believe that they can overcome.
No, I agree. And just like we were peacefully showing that Trump won, they hijacked it. They're going to try to hijack this.
1,000%. And they're already setting the stage for it. You know, you heard Biden stand up there talking about false flags. Well, Biden, I thought false flags didn't exist. I thought those things didn't exist, Alex. Hello? And he's up there saying that, look for false flags. He's already called the veterans. He's already called MAGA. He's already called patriots, Christians alike, lovers of freedom, has called all of us terrorists. So over these 3 years, they set up their infrastructure. They put everything in place. And absolutely, they intend between now and 2024, absolutely collapsing, completely collapsing everything.
I totally agree with you. Thank you. Amazing caller. Bart in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. We've got good news and bad news. The good news is John McCain is still dead because God has sentenced him to death for treason. The bad news, Kemp and Abbott are two of the most horrible governors in this country. Kemp helped Democrats steal Georgia. And Abbott, I think he's a phony. And this is going to create voter apathy and make it easier for them to steal Texas and Georgia.
Ollie, comments?
Oh, man, I was hoping that you would go to me. I think that the caller is directionally correct. I did some work for Abbott when he was attorney general, and his general consultant is a good friend of mine. I'm proud to say that I think that Abbott's going to win this race. I mean, Beto would be horrible, but I don't think I'm going to cast my vote for Abbott on Tuesday. I think that if he can win without me, he needs to, because he never apologized for what he did on coronavirus. And Texas should have led the way with freedom and liberty. And instead, we led the way with these draconian things. And then you mix that with what happened with the George Floyd protests and funeral processions that happened all over Texas in spite of the regulations that the governor put in. So, look, I think that we just got to, again, what you said and what I said is we don't have to judge people's intent. People don't have to be evil. They can be stupid. They can be in incentive structures that give them negative feedback.
But what matters is the fruits, as Christ said. That's what you know.
Amen. Amen. That's
you don't have to be a rocket scientist, but what comes out the other end? Like, it's a restaurant, good. Yeah, it tastes great, delicious. You don't get sick. You get sick, you don't go back there. Thank you so much, Bart. God bless you. All right, we're going to go to break. 5 more minutes. Ollie Alexander, a few more calls. Got a big guest coming up, Dr. Lee Barrett. I didn't plug last hour. I get so busy with these elections, and if I don't, we'll go bankrupt. We're already bankrupt. Our bankruptcy will fail. We'll be off the air. Please get great products ready to ship in stock now. Biggest sale of the year. Black Friday comes early. Up to 60% off with promo code 1776, 1776 at checkout, InfoWarsStore.com. X3, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Alpha Power, Super Male Vitality. They're all there. They're incredible. They empower your life, and they keep us on air. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Use promo code 1776 for up to 60% off. You can buy the book unsigned or signed as a fundraiser and get discount also on both of the different types of books with promo code 1776. But the only way we fail is if you don't take action. We're making history together. I want to thank you for your support. If you've been on the fence, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Make your first purchase ever.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.